Later that morning,
it's my pleasure to introduce our guest speaker. As you know, one of our themes for this year is soaring on eagle's wings to reach the heights of our potential for maximum performance with diversity and inclusion for all. So, it's only fitting that we have a world-renowned doctor who specializes in, among other things, the migratory and mating habits of the white-bellied sea eagle. Please welcome Dr. Yes.
Thank you, Sebastian. It's an honor for you to be listening to me. Let's begin. The eagle is an apex predator at the very top of the food chain in the avian world. Three facts are at the heart of my presentation. First, the bald eagle was verified to have carried the heaviest load by any bird ever when one flew with a 15-pound mule deer fawn clutched in its deadly talons. Second, some eagles are able to see small animals, such as rabbits, from 2 miles away and can swoop down at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour to snatch their prey. And third, eagles typically lay 2 eggs, and the older, larger chick often kills its younger sibling once it is hatched, while the adult does nothing to stop it. What do these facts have to do with your journey to success this year?
Good question.
It's simple, really. First, you can all carry heavier workloads, just like our friend the eagle. 4 teleconferences and 6 meetings this week? Why not make it 8 teleconferences and 10 meetings next week? You can do more. You should do more. More should be your middle name. Remember, lunch is for losers. Second, eagles can dive up to 100 miles per hour. How fast are you going? If it's not 100 miles per hour, it's not fast enough. Eliminate the pauses from your day. Talk faster. Text more. Stop using the bathroom at work. Spot new opportunities like rabbits in the distance. Grab them with your business talents and work each and every one of them to the bone.
He's really milking this eagle metaphor for all it's worth.
Recall the mantra of famed architect Ludwig Mies van der Rohe. Less is more. I would add to that, less is more. Sometimes, but not around here. So get back to work.
Amen, brother.
And third, eat your competition. No, not literally like an older eagle devoured its younger sibling. That isn't legal in most countries. Find your competitor's vulnerable points and poke at them like an insane woodpecker at a lumberyard. The results will be breathtaking. Thank you.
Okay. How about a round of applause for Dr. Yes? We have time for a few questions.
As a director in the human resources group, we receive many requests each week for things that are not really our responsibility. Yet we do most of them. Is this appropriate or should we start to delegate them?
I find delegation to be the illegitimate child of ignorance and incompetence. If you can't do something yourself, you must be ignorant, incompetent, or both. Which is it?
But wouldn't we be more effective focusing on the areas where we bring the most value?
That sounds nice in theory, but try telling your colleagues no and see if that doesn't label you not a team player. Anytime someone brings you a new idea, task, or project, your immediate response should be, yes, we can do that too. In fact, that should be your mantra. Let me hear everyone say it. Yes, we can do that too.
Yes,
we can do that too.
We can do that too.
But
next.
If there are no more questions, we'll head to lunch. Don't forget to stop by the table outside the ballroom as Dr. Yes will be signing copies of his new book, Sales Without the Screaming.